thriving, and I know we'll have a delightful service this evening. After the service, you are all invited to a pancake breakfast at midnight. In a watch night service, the service ends precisely at midnight. Wherever we are in the service, the organist will interrupt me, and this is done to symbolize that when death intrudes on our lives, we're forced to leave everything behind. So we want to take every opportunity that we have while we have breath in our bodies to do God's will. This Sunday, Epiphany Communion, and then at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a light lunch. At 11:30, we're on the road. And if you would like to come on the road with us, please let me know. We're trying to carpool down to Milwaukee for a 4 o'clock service. We're going to have an Epiphany Love Feast. The Milwaukee Lutheran said, we heard something about an agape meal, and they said, we'd love to know what that is. So we're going to teach them the Moravian custom of Love Feast at 4 o'clock this coming Sunday at Divine Word Pentecost Lutheran Church. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
The passage I'm reading today is our congregational watchword for the whole year of 2012, soon to be replaced. It's from 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Please stand and take your insert standing at the portal, which is our first hymn, and then remain standing for the liturgy. Our liturgy is on page 143. It's a liturgy for the new year. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all God's benefits. Who forgives your iniquity? Who heals your diseases? Who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Please be seated. Let us in penitence and humility confess our sins before the throne of grace, praying together. God of mercy, as we mark this moment, we confess our weaknesses, failures, and transgressions, our broken vows, our slackness and misuse of time and opportunity, our selfishness and our love of ease, our unkindness and indifference, our self-indulgence and our pleasures taken at the expense of others, our moments when we have not been true to ourselves, our lack of faith in your providence. For these sins of commission and omission, have mercy upon us. Lord Jesus Christ, we remember in your presence our losses and griefs, our hopes and treasures which the departing year has carried away, the disappointments which we have known, the friends who are no longer with us, and whose steps we shall hear no more. We pray for grace to cherish the spirit which brings out good out of evil and which prevents adversities and sorrows from embittering our hearts. Give us comfort and a deep sense of your goodness in every circumstance of life, and when, despite our good intentions, we fail, be our strength and stay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God will supply every need of ours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your throne is established in righteousness. Your compassion fails not, and your love endures from generation to generation. Lift the light of your countenance upon us, for we are exiles as our ancestors were. We thank you for all the ways by which you have led us in the past. Give us courage to set our faces towards the future. Amen. Let us give thanks for all God's mercies, for your grace given to us in days that are gone, for blessings of life seen and unseen, for the joy and peace of communion with you. We give you thanks, gracious God, for the sacraments of love and service, which have made us conscious of your presence in our common life, for the deeds we have been able to accomplish in the strength which you supply, for the kindness of associates, the love of friends, and the fellowship of kindred souls. We give you thanks, loving God. For the disciples which have enriched our discipline. For your wisdom and gracious providence, which we have recognized when you have denied our foolish requests. For the faith which has guided us in the days of trial. We give you thanks, gracious God. Please stand. God will supply every need of ours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Greet one another in the name of the Lord.
I don't think we have any ushers. Then we're going to get off the rooms.
You may be seated. It is at this time of our service that we bring our joys and our concerns, and we also are going to give you an opportunity for reflections from the past year. That's just a brief witness if you would like to say something about how God has been leading you in this past year, but we'd like to make it very brief. I will start. I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the life of my brother. I have pictures of the car, and when my sister saw it, she said that anyone survived is a miracle. I'm also grateful for this church and the prayers that went up. We had people praying not only here, but we even had a good summer Moravian that called people in Canada, and people in Canada were praying. I'd also like to thank the elders and trustees, some of whom had said to me while I was en route and while I was getting things up, and I said, oh, I'll be home in a few days. They said, your place is with your brother. Take as long as you need to take. And what a gift that was to me. And I'd like to thank our fearless secretary, Diane Kirkland, who was supposed to be off this week. And she had to jump in and take care of business, especially during a very busy season. And I'm so grateful to her. I'm grateful for Jen Dean. She had to get the choir together and do so much work during the season. And it just went very well. I heard about the services. I'm also grateful for Delmar Dahl, who was here pinch hitting for me. He wanted to come tonight, and he called me, and he said, Pastor Dawn, I've run out of steam. So he was grateful that I was back to preach. Otherwise, he'd be preaching up here tonight. And he wanted to greet you in Jesus' name. I'm also grateful to Kerry Krause, who took care of the Christmas Eve service and did a wonderful job. It's just so good to be home and to be in the presence of God and to ring out the year with you. Are there any others that would like to bear witness to what has happened to you this year and how you felt the Lord in your life in the year 2012? Yes, Linda.
Well, George and I didn't know that it would take such a long time to sell our house. And if we had known that when you started to pray it would sell right away, I'd have asked you a lot sooner. But we are so grateful to be here. This is our first Christmas in 42 years. And I haven't stopped smiling for weeks. We're very joyful to be here.
That's And we're so happy you're here, Linda and George, year-round. Hetty?
I'm so glad that I've been able to go on the mission trips to Milwaukee, because I had a fun adventure and curiosity and so forth when I was living in Milwaukee.
Yes, and Hetty's not only gone on these trips with us, but she's providing the Love Feast buns this Sunday for the Milwaukee mission trip. Yes. Any other? Yes, Joe? Well, thank you, Joe, and it's good to have you here. I remember a few years back when they had all those tornadoes in Missouri, Joe called me and said, I'm heading out. I have to help the people in Missouri. Thank you, Joe. Anybody else with a reflection? Are there any praise reports or prayer concerns that you have that you would like to share with the church? Okay. Yes, Diane. Yes, we want to pray for my brother Bud, who is in the intermediate care unit. My sister is with him, and she's only going to be there till Wednesday. He has a long recovery, they said at least 8 months before he is fully recovered from all the injuries he sustained in that accident. So please be in prayer for him. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for this beautiful evening where we could come together to mark the last few minutes of 2012 in your house. We thank you for the joys of this year. We thank you for the sorrows of this year, because we have felt your presence and your love with us. We ask that you would be with all the troops and their families as they serve not only here but overseas. We thank you for the life of Buddy, and we ask that you would continue to heal and strengthen him. Lord, I pray that all of us here may feel your grace and your mercy this year, that we might be lights to a dark world. For I ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Our Old Testament lesson tonight is taken from Hosea 10:12. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain salvation upon you. Our New Testament lesson is taken from Galatians 6:7-10. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, one will also reap. For if you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'd like for you to turn in your hymnals to hymn number 309, and while we're singing, we're going to be distributing the watchwords for the year 2013. These watchwords are a Moravian custom, and the hope is that you will take that verse. If you have loved ones that are not here tonight and you would like to take one for them too, that's perfectly all right. There's plenty of church also that we hope will follow us throughout the year. And then, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, I will preach on whatever that watchword is for the year. So let's sing hymn number 309 as we distribute the watchwords. And then I'll take one for the church. Diane continues to distribute the watchwords. I'd like to read the church's watchword, which I think is very appropriate for us this year. 2013 will be, "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever." We thank the Lord for that word. Is there anyone who would like to share their watchword? Just say the verse that you've received. Yes, Fran. That's very nice. Any others? Yes, Sue Ray.
I like this one. The Lord will fulfill his promise for thee.
Wonderful, yes. And he certainly will. Any others? Yes, Dan.
Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary,
Wonderful. That's a thought-provoking verse, isn't it? Yes, Hetty?
Christ says, everyone then who hears these on rock, Matthew 7, verse 24.
Yes, building our house on the rock. That's a wonderful reminder to us. Yes, Robert?
As a teenager, I think this is very ironic and important. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. Psalm 139, verse 4.
That's wonderful. So when you're away from home next year in college, if when mom and dad are not watching you, God is. Yes, Diane.
Your fearless secretary told, do not be afraid, for I am with you and will bless you.
Wonderful. Yes, Walt.
Can we trade?
Can you trade? Isn't that a wonderful verse? Mercy triumphs over judgment. Yes, I like that. Yes. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I talked about in the scripture this evening, we talk about sowing, and I never really understood sowing because I'm not a gardener. I'm a city girl. But I think if Jesus were here today preaching, that he would be talking about contemporary things, just like he was talking about contemporary things way back then. Way back then, sowing was something that everybody would have understood. I think today he would call it deposits. We all go to the bank. We all have to deposit money in order to withdraw. So anytime you see in the Bible after this something about sowing, think of it as bank deposits. That's how I look at it. Withdraw money if you haven't deposited it. I'm still trying to figure out that concept. It's something that seems so simple, but I've had times where I've written checks and said, well, I have enough checks. Why are they bouncing? And he said, but you have to deposit. And so I want to talk this year about depositing in 2013. And I'm not talking about, and the reason this idea struck me was something that happened the last 2 weeks as I was with my brother. Now, I have to tell you, it did not strike fear in my heart to be in the ICU. I've been in many ICUs in my career as a pastor. It did not bother me to see all the tubes and the monitor going on. In fact, I used that opportunity. My sister's a nurse, so I asked her what it all meant. So the next time any of you are in a hospital, I can tell you what all those things mean on the monitor. That did not bother me. It did not bother me when I had to say to the staff that my brother's wishes were to be non-resuscitated if something happened. That did not bother me. It did not bother me to talk to the nurses and the doctors about my brother's care. Those were things within my comfort zone. What struck terror in my heart was that I had to go to Texas from Arkansas to take care of my brother's banking, because I'm his power of attorney. As I drove down there, I thought, I don't know anything about this. I have never been asked to be a power of attorney. Nobody deals with me when it comes to writing checks and having money and making deposits. I just don't know about that. That's not in my comfort. Say, here's the checkbook, take care of it. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So here I am, power of attorney for my brother. And I walked into the bank, and I talked to a lovely lady named Wanda, beyond the call of duty. She not only sat down and told me about every single account that my brother had, I thought, well, people in Texas must be really friendly. But then I found out that my brother had not only gone into this bank to do his banking, but he had befriended this lady. And over the years, he not only said hello to her, But he would tell her about all his trips. Anytime he came home from a trip, he would sit down and tell Wanda all about his trip and his adventures. He told her all about his nursing and the adventures he had in the nursing homes. So by the time I walk in, Wanda and Bud were very dear friends. She spent 45 minutes talking to me. We not only talked about banking, we talked about Jesus. I know that she's in a watch night service tonight, just as I am. She talked about faith in God. She said this as soon as she heard about the accident, and it remodeling that kind of friendship, it's so vitally important to cultivate others that we meet along the way. Buddy did not know that he was going to need this lady to walk his sister through this process, but he cultivated that friendship. One of the things that I've heard since I've been in Wisconsin is the term Wisconsin nice. Have anybody else heard that? It means we're all, so in 2013, cultivate those friendships and those relationships. The second deposit that we need, worship and prayer. Now, of course, I'm preaching to the choir, and I know that's what ministers have to say, but I have to tell you what happened while I was on the road for 2 weeks. The scripture verses that came to mind did seminary. When you go to seminary, that's not where you learn the Bible. You're expected to know it already, and seminary gives you some polish. But I learned the Bible through sitting in church services week after week, year after year. I learned the Bible through reading it for myself. I learned the Bible through Bible study. With me to know the verses that have come alive to me over the years. And one particular verse, which was so powerful, is the one in Romans 8:35. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or